Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to my big fun podcast. I almost said welcome to my dumb podcast, but I used to be on a podcast called Our Dumb Podcast, and then it gets real confusing. This one's about nerd talk.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If living in a decommissioned missile silo isn't weird enough for you, how about moving to Florida, where Realtor.com has a listing for a haunted former jail? This 8-bedroom, 8-bathroom estate. Wait, hold on, are the bathrooms like in the middle of the bedrooms, though? Because, you know, it's a jail. Oh, it's a separate home living area with a jail attached? Wow, I could get weird fast. Question, are the ghosts of dead gators, or prisoners? It's important. The Ingenuity helicopter, the one that's just chilling on the surface of another freaking planet, it was supposed to fly last night, but an anomaly in telemetry has pushed back the first powered flight of an aircraft on another planet until Wednesday at the earliest. And finally, Optimus Prime is getting a remake. Luckily, Michael Bay won't have anything to do with it. This is in the toy department. Hasbro is teaming up with Robison Robotics for an all-new Optimus Prime that auto-converts and is programmable. Does that mean he transforms on his own? $700! Get out of here.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Seriously, though, that Optimus Prime doesn't even play PlayStation 5 games. Like, what am I... I'm going to get any toy that is that expensive. It's going to play PlayStation. It's going to be a PlayStation 5. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's see. I got karate here in a few minutes. Still doing that online. It's pretty wild, right? Online karate. It's about the art, I guess, the artistry more than it is about the learning to defend oneself, because there's not even, like, my wife isn't even in the room. I can't even defend myself from her. So, not that I need to. Yeah, very interesting. Let's see, what else? There's this whole robot drug delivery thing. This is pretty... I set that up really deviously.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Cool headline from thescientist.com. Microscopic robots deliver drugs to the brain. I guess there's a thing called the blood-brain barrier that stops what it sees as bad stuff from getting into your brain. So this method hijacks your white blood cells, who are on that guest list, and lets them deliver drug therapies deep within. It could be great for fighting brain tumors, just as long as no one uses it to, you know, poison you. Looking at you, Russia. There's a new Super Mario Bros. Speed run record. Hold up, people play Super Mario Bros. Still, looking for a way to beat the game as fast as possible. The new record means it can be done in just under 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Cool. Tell us what he's won. Nothing! And finally, NASA scientists studying Saturn's icy moon of Enceladus think that it may have currents of water similar to what we see in and under Antarctica. Earth currently sending all our coal power plants there to also melt Enceladus, hoping to be ready for spring break 2035.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks so much, as always, for listening. Have a great, whatever day it is for you, Monday? Cool.